Tell me about your devotional talk.
So my devotional talk will be about finishing. And that is something that I've thought a lot about over the past year and even before then. I remember back when I was in the business world, I would think about some of my best employees, and many of those employees that I would consider my best employees were what I consider finishers. They always finished what they were asked to do. Not to say they didn't have difficulties along the way, or not that they didn't have to seek clarification, but I knew I could always count on them. And I've even, as I came here to BYU Idaho about 3 years ago and started teaching before my current position, I noticed the same thing with students. There were those students that you could always rely on finishing, and maybe it's something simple like their homework assignment or whatever. But I started to draw the correlation between the importance of finishing and those people that were succeeding in life. And then I started to draw the correlation between that and even what our Savior has asked us to do of endure to the end, or in other words, finish. And it all started to come together in my mind as I was pondering further about what I would talk about.
Now, you ask this to the students on the discussion board, and I'd like to ask you, why is it so important to be a finisher?
Well, to me, it's important to be a finisher because I guess in all aspects of life, even sometimes you think about the big things in life. And I think being a finisher, even in the daily routine of life, is so important because what a person does on a daily basis will help determine who that person becomes in the long run. And ultimately, if we all are to become finishers and endure to the end, then as we've been promised, you go to 2 Nephi chapter 31, where Nephi talks about the doctrine of Christ. And one of the key elements of the doctrine of Christ is actually enduring to the end. And we know that if we do that, that we can, through Christ, we can have that promise of eternal life.
In your opinion, what are some reasons someone might struggle with finishing?
I think there are lots of reasons why people struggle with finishing. I even talk about this a little bit in my talk. It may be distraction is one of them. You know, we live in a world where there are so many things that can distract us and just take us off of what we really need to be focusing on. It may be that we're afraid of failing. Sometimes it may be, actually, people may discount what it is. They may think that it's too easy. There are many people that just procrastinate. And if you procrastinate too long on something, you probably won't finish it. So those are some of the reasons why I think that people don't finish. And none of us are perfect. I think any one of us could think back in life and think about times when we probably didn't finish like we should have.
So what advice would you give someone who is maybe discouraged and they just feel like they can't finish?
I would say, especially someone who's discouraged, is to take it one step at a time. You know, sometimes we try and bite off so much, or it seems that what we're up against is so large. But what I've noticed in life is that if we'll be prayerful about it and really rely on the Lord, knowing that we're doing all that we can, that usually the obstacles that have been placed in front of us, if that's the case, they're not removed. But what happens is our capacity to deal with those obstacles increases. And what at one point in time seemed to be a mountain ends up being much less than that if we work at it just on a daily basis, and especially if we are prayerful and include the Lord in all that we're doing.
Now, earlier you mentioned distractions as something that can keep people from finishing. How dangerous can distractions really be?
I think personally that it can be very dangerous. Again, we live in such a world that there are so many distractions. And I think even for members of the church in particular, many of those distractions are things that I would call good things. But it goes back to the good, better, best. Are we doing good things in our life that are actually crowding out the essential things? And that's what we need to determine on even a daily basis. Are we doing those good things, but are we doing them at the expense of the essential? It's not always necessarily doing something bad versus something good. Many people want to do good things, but is that leaving out what we really need to be focusing on?
Has there ever been a time in your life where you struggled to finish? And if so, how did you overcome that?
Well, I think just like lots of people, there are lots of times in life when it's easy to not finish. In fact, there's a story that I am not including in my devotional talk, but I remember back when I was in MBA school, I was preparing for an interview with a company that I eventually accepted the offer that I received from them later on, but they would give you a business case 24 hours in advance of the actual interview. And so I picked up that case, and I was a finance guy, and the case was actually in marketing. And I remember I was really trying to be diligent studying it, but I wasn't getting to what the actual problem of the case was and what the recommendation should be. And I think back at how easy it would have been for me to think, I just can't do this. But I kept working at it and working at it. Finally, around 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, everything just clicked. And I knew exactly what the problem was. I knew exactly what my recommendation for it was. And then later that next day, I had my interview. And I think about that experience often because the interview went so well. And then I had a series of interviews later on the headquarters of this company as well. But I think, wow, that completely changed the trajectory of my career. And I could have so easily given up. It just almost scares me that I could have done that.
That's really cool that you say that, because so often it just feels so much easier to just give up and to justify that. What would you say to someone who maybe justifies just giving up?
I would strongly counsel them to rethink that. One thing I know for sure is that our Heavenly Father sent us down to earth to be finishers. He didn't send us down here to give up. And that's not to say that we don't have our hardships and trials. We've all had hard things in life, and we'll have hard things in the future. But our Heavenly Father loves us. And the counsel that I would give is that He truly does love us, and He wants us to succeed. That's why we're down here, is to gain a physical body, to have earthly experiences that we couldn't have in any other way, and to finish or endure to the end. And that's part of the plan that we accepted before we even came down to this earth.
I had a chance to read your talk, and towards the end, you talk about Jesus Christ and how He is the ultimate finisher. How has the example of Jesus Christ blessed you in your life?
I think a few things. Knowing what He did for me and for each of us helps me to better understand the love that He truly has for us. The other thing that it's helped me to realize is that even though I'm not even close to Jesus Christ, it helps me to know that I can do hard things just like He did, and that I can be a finisher. And through His example, I think that that's helped me in all kinds of circumstances throughout my life. And I know it'll continue to be a strength to me.
Well, I think that's all the time that we have. Is there anything else that you'd like to add about your devotional talk at all?
Just that it truly is. It's part of the doctrine of Christ that we need to endure to the end. We need to endure to the end, persevere, be finishers. And again, if there's any time in someone's life where they feel like they just can't, know that they can, that regardless of the obstacles in front of that person, that Christ will help us. There's never anything in life that we can't accomplish without his help if we're but willing to accept that help.
Well, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you.